Hi, this is Ron Rose, head men's basketball coach at Illinois Wesleyan University. You're listening to Titan Basketball on WJBC.
And welcome back to North Park University. Eric Stock here with Joel Swanson. The Titans hold on to beat North Park 76-75. As we continue on our post-game show, we're joined by Alex O'Neill, a Titan sophomore who had 11 points tonight, 6 rebounds and 5 assists in the Titan victory. We appreciate you joining us. Congratulations. That was sure a nail-biter down the stretch, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. It was a close game.
Well, this, I guess, was your kind of matchup, wouldn't you say? North Park, certainly a smaller team. Looked like they tried to focus in on you more and let you do what you do in the interior.
Yeah, I think it was a game where I could come out and show what I can do a little bit more since they were a smaller team.
Alex, talk about on the defensive end. They're pretty much playing 5 perimeter players. What kind of a challenge is that, guarding those guys outside, especially for a post player?
It is a challenge because I'm not used to guarding perimeter players like that. I'm used to being in the post, but I think that as a team, we did well tonight.
Yeah, and talk about North Park, not only guarding the perimeter, but they back cut as well. What kind of challenge was that, guarding the back cut inside?
Yeah, they did use a lot of back doors, but I think we cut it off a lot. I think we got a lot of steals on the back doors, so we did well.
Colin Lake had 18 at halftime. He even heated up more in the second half. What were you guys talking about in the huddles as far as trying to cool him down just a little bit?
Yeah, he was incredible. There's not much you can do in a player shooting like that, but we just did the best that we could.
Yeah, you guys started pounding that basketball inside a little bit more in the second half. Did you talk about that at halftime?
Yeah, absolutely, and I think it worked out well.
Yeah, it certainly did. And, you know, North Park's an interesting team. Because they go to the five-guard concept, they pretty much played 5 out, 0 in all night. There really is no post player in their offense.
Yeah, it's a different type of basketball than what we're used to seeing, but it was a good game.
Well, you get the win here tonight. Now, you've had a full semester under your belt here at Illinois Wesleyan. Are you pretty well settled in and adjusted to life here in Bloomington?
Yeah, I love it here. It's definitely my favorite college so far.
Well, we appreciate the time here. Congratulations on the win. We'll look forward to seeing you back out there next week.
Thank you.
All right, that's Illinois Wesleyan's Alex O'Neill.
Thanks,
our
Alex.
Player with the game, our meathead of the game, joining us here tonight on the post-game show as the Titans get the victory here, 76-75. And Coach Rose now steps in and joins us after the victory. That was quite a finish. You had the lead, had a hard time closing it out, though, but it was kind of a one-man show on the other end.
Yeah, what did we have it up to?
15.
Yeah,
59-44.
About 6 minutes to go.
And I think we got a little tentative offensively. The ball wasn't moving. We didn't keep attacking on that end. Got a little conservative. Missed some free throws. And then Colin Lake, holy crumoly, he threw in some shots, didn't he? Now, he's a talented kid. But he hit some shots you wouldn't necessarily draw up as the shots you want to take, and he was phenomenal tonight. Down the stretch, I'm not sure. There were some that I thought we guarded well. Just, you know, how they say, good defense, better offense.
Yeah, I don't know that you would have guarded them any differently. Could you have?
Well, you know, we tried to deny it a couple times, and you know, he's so quick that it's hard to keep the ball out of his hands. And then, I don't know, what would you say, a couple 30-footers on the move defended? I'll say this, you know. Was it exactly how you draw it up? No, but you walk away with a win at North Park. We'll take it and move on to the next one.
Yeah, it's one of those games where, you know, you survive a career night from a kid who is just unbelievable and kept him in the ballgame.
Well, 9 for 12. And now I'd say this. I was actually more disappointed in probably his first 5 threes he hit than the last 4. You know, the first 5, I thought the first half especially, we didn't guard him close enough. He got some, you know, a jab and we got off, and the kid can really stroke it. And so I think this is a great lesson in terms of how good college basketball players are. And Colin Lake is a really talented player, and tonight he was feeling it. And, you know, the other thing is we're up 15 and he's playing free and easy. Certainly those aren't shots you'd normally take in a tight game. But they're coming back, and they had all that momentum at the very end.
Is it hard not to get too conservative? You know, you're sitting on a 15-point lead, especially at that 5-6 minute mark in the ball game.
It is tough. You know, you're up 15, 5-6 minutes to go. How much do you want quick shots? We took a couple quick shots, and they were wide open shots. And if you make them great, you build it up to 18 or 20. You miss them, and now you give momentum. And I think that's a little bit. I remember 2 or 3 wide open looks we had early in the shot clock. And it's great when they go in, but when it's not, it does kind of give the other team an opportunity to extend the game and get more possessions to catch up.
Coach, I thought Brady was outstanding again tonight, not only on the offensive end, but he is consistently guarding the other team's best players while he's on Collin almost the entire evening.
We're asking a lot of him. You know, handle the ball for us, score, yeah. Defend. And but you know what? You know, he wants to do that. We need him to do that. And so I think as our other players are developing, which they are, I think maybe some of the things we're asking him to do, some of that load will be taken off of him. You know, as Grant Wolf gets more seasoned, as Jason Gaguire gets more accustomed to his role, I don't think we'll have to ask him to do all those things the entire year, but he's come through for us. He's playing pretty good basketball right now.
Do you feel that you guys adequately took advantage of your size mismatches inside?
We did not. I mean, because, you know, now I'll say this. It was... I thought it was pretty physical in terms of trying to get the ball into those spots, whether it was cutting into there, trying to catch it. You know, we tried to get some guards on the post. I thought the second half we did a good job of getting Alex the ball in the post some. Now, they're big guys, you know, between Zuba and that 13, you know, they've got some size to them. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, they may be 6'6", but they had some girth and strength, and so they were physical down low. I would like to see, because I think Alex had 5 assists, and probably if we would have fed him a little bit more, could have had 10. He's a really unselfish kid, and I think you started to see tonight his comfort level and confidence increasing, and his best basketball's ahead of him as you can see him getting more and more comfortable.
When he gets that basketball inside, I just want him to turn and attack that basket as much as he possibly, at least draw that double before it gets kicked, and sometimes he's pretty quick to kick it back out again.
Well, right now it is. I think that's his instinct, is being unselfish and getting it out of there. I think he's gotten more patient and kind of waited to see what he's got, and his balance is improving. Mm-hmm. You know, I think when you see when he's low and wide and on balance, he is a load down there, and I think he's just getting more and more comfortable there in the streak. I don't know if he had 3 buckets in a row or so when we were feeding him. I think he was really under control, and you could see just kind of his size and athletic ability really stand out.
Really shows what you think of Grant Wolf's ability to defend. He's that first guard off the bench, and he's got a pretty tough assignment right away.
Well, yeah, you know, he's a freshman guarding Connell Lake, and I think he realized that first half, you know, how talented college basketball players are. He gave him a little bit of space a couple times. You know, he wasn't that he was wide open, but you can't give kids like him an inch. You know, I always laughed about Jordan Zimmer. People didn't realize how close you had to guard that kid. And tonight you had to kind of guard Colin Lake the same way. You have to drape him or he's going to get a shot off, and then you're at the mercy of whether he makes it.
This shows you how tough road wins are to get in this conference, and you got another one.
Well, you know, coming in here, and you know, I was anxious to get on the floor and compete because I knew this is a tough place to play. Yeah. No one's going to give you a win. You're not just because you've got 12 wins on the season. They're not going to just walk in and give you the W. And you could see even when we got up 15, they kept fighting and scratching and clawing. So, you know. I walk away at the end of the year, they don't ask how much, you know, what was your record, not how much did you win by. And so we just got to keep, you know, keep plugging away. There's going to be some things that we certainly have to do better. We put ourselves in a position at the end where you potentially could have lost the game. We got to put those away. But this is a team I think has gotten better and has been willing to learn from the experiences we've had.
Talk about the challenge of guarding the 5-out, 0-in, especially when they back cut so well on it.
It's really tough. You know, and as much as you say, again, you got to keep the game in front of you and not give up back cuts. When they back cut and lead guys, it's tough to defend. And so, again, every experience you have, it gives you that better understanding. And it's tough to guard. They had 4 guards out there at times. So we're asking specifically Jalen and Miles and Danny to guard perimeter guys. And our perimeter guys are big. You know, when you're looking at Brady and Jason and Kyle, those are big, strong guards. So they're chasing around 5'9 guys. And I think that little bit is one reason why you see high school games where the big man can't get the call. I think there were sometimes we were driving in because our guards are so big and strong. You know, they don't always get that call that a little guard does when he bounces off of our guards. So that's something that we got to continue to improve on as well.
Well, you get a couple days before you get ready for Millikan on Wednesday, and they're a much-improved team. They had a bye tonight, so they no doubt had their eyes on this one.
Yeah, well, hey, Eric, we survived the layoff.
I know.
We survived the curse of the layoff.
I'm glad we're finally past that
now,
right?
We'll stop talking about that one. So hopefully Milliken has a little bit of that curse right now. And they are much improved. They're very athletic, somewhat similar to North Park. And they've got quick little guards. They've got a kid in Elijah Henry that is a stud in the middle. So, again, every night out's a tough night. It'll be nice to get back to the Shirk Center, though.
We'll appreciate it. Thanks for the time, and congratulations on the win, and safe travels back.
All right, you too, guys. Thanks.
All right, thanks. Titans coach Ron Rose as Illinois Wesley gets the victory here tonight. 76-75. We'll take a two-minute timeout, and we'll wrap it up with the final stats in this Titan outcome. 76-75. Back in 2 minutes here on WJBC and WJBC.com.